Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Wizards, ahead of tomorrow's draft, are actually swinging a trade right now, and this is a massive development into 106.7 The Fan. So let's get this breaking news to you right now via Toby Altizer.
Massive trade for the Washington Wizards ahead of tomorrow's NBA draft. Jordan Poole on the move to the New Orleans Pelicans. He joins Sadiq Bey in the number 40 overall pick. Going to the New Orleans Pelicans, coming back to the Washington Wizards is C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick. Again, the Wizards trading Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 pick to the New Orleans Pelicans. The Wizards getting back C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick. I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on The Fan.
Jordan Poole traded by the Wizards.
Whoa.
Poole, who's got a four-year, $123 million contract. He is set to make $31.8 million against the cap this year and $34 million against the cap next year. Not a free agent until two more seasons from now, is on the move, so the Wizards get out of that money, and they bring in C.J. McCollum, who is a veteran and one of the true good guys in the NBA, Kelly Olynyk, who, when I hear his name, I think about the back-breaking performance he delivered to beat Washington. With the Boston Celtics in Game 7 on the verge of the Eastern Conference Finals, going back to the Beal Wall days. So Kelly Olynyk coming to D.C., and a future second-round pick, Danny Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and pick number 40 from Washington in New Orleans.
Okay, so just reading through this really, really quickly. McCollum, I believe, is on an expiring deal or close to it. So I think that's what this is about more than anything else. You're rearranging deck chairs there. Poole, more dynamic. A bit more exciting, a bit more mercurial. McCollum, steady Eddie, really nice player, good veteran, a solid, solid piece. But I think he's entering the last year of a $63 million plus deal that he's owed. So just over $30 million bucks, and then the added pieces in there to kind of make that the salary work right there. So to me, that's what this looks like. It looks like a shortening of a commitment to a high-level guard. Right, or to a guy that's going to share, that's going to have a lot of usage as a guard, right? So Poole, they was under contract for multiple seasons, and is going to dominate the basketball. They found he was much better with the ball in his hands, moving him off the ball, letting Kuzma create 2 years ago, didn't really work particularly well for him. Moving him back to point guard, putting him in the starting lineup, he played pretty well to his credit, and bought in and was a good citizen. Less so the unserious player that he was for a time where he's not in timeouts, not listening. Sort of, you know, acting buffoonishly, locked in much better last year. But this, to me, is about shortening the window of salary, and I wonder if it's a precursor to you for who they might be looking at tomorrow.
Well, I would say that somebody who's going to have the ball in his hands and can shoot, you know, a guard who can fill it up from outside, like a Trey Johnson who we were just talking about, makes even more sense now, right? Because just from a sheer quantity of shots available standpoint, Poole leaving is a big, big deal, right? Nobody is more ball dominant when he's on the floor and kind of demands, maybe not verbally, but by way of how he plays, more looks and more shots. You mentioned Kelly Olynyk. It's a two-year deal, $26 million for him, an average of about $13 million per, but you're bringing in expiring contracts. You got out of 2 years of Poole. He makes $31 million bucks, which is about even, by the way,
with
what C.J. McCollum makes. Mm-hmm. He makes 30.6, but his deal ends this year. So you now go into next offseason with $30 million more in flexibility and ability to spend, and then you bring in Olynyk as well. See, this reminds me a little bit of Marcus Smart, where they go get these veterans and everyone's going, this doesn't seem like you're tanking. What is the point of this? Well, everything in the NBA is about flexibility and getting out of contracts, right? So whereas Jordan Poole, much younger than McCollum, had 1 year left on the deal. Now at age 34, C.J. McCollum, who by my understanding on the outside looking in has long been considered one of the better locker room guys in the NBA anyway, you bring him in here for his maiden voyage, assuming he's on the team all year, and he plays at that rate. Olynyk, by the way, is going into what is the final year of his two-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these deals come off the books. Huge flexibility at the end of this year. The reaction is going to be, who does this benefit? This is the most NBA thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just rearranging
everybody's
money,
in
basically,
yeah, everyone's
in
different places for it. So Chris Middleton opts in to his player option, I believe, at $33 million, which is steep. But again, that's the last year for him. Last year now for McCollum. Last year for Olynyk. It tells you, like, if you ever see somebody gear up for that high jump at the NFL Combine or that broad jump, this is your gearing down, bending your knees, that butt's just off the ground, and you're getting ready to do a watch what we do next offseason. That's what these moves, rearranging some of the contracts and furniture, looks like to me. It's a, we want to have every resource available, dollar, draft pick, whatever, to have the ultimate flexibility next year. That's what this looks like to me.
Wizards fans, we were teeing you up to talk draft tomorrow. You still can. But more timely now, what a trade. On the move, Jordan Poole out. You've got veterans in C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk coming back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.